Also, it's interesting to see Sapel comming instead of their normal com laugh. I mean, Sapel's a good com, but he's been inactive. I mean, that'll give him, you know, he'll just be out of touch with his meds and stuff.
I can't remember whether it was the Hopsy fan club or Flatline that said they couldn't play today, so it could be that Flatline were missing their original com laugh today and they've had to have Sapel com instead.
Well, I don't think that's the main problem. To me, the 0-5 on RDY, I mean, I know he's not used to this level of play and it's unlucky for him. I mean, he's not a bad player, but when you put a player like him in the deep end of Premiership play, I mean, it's hard. I guess Flatline thought maybe they could handle without him, but oh well. Doogie and Alexi just racking up kills here as fades. I mean, Doogie hasn't faded since LTDM, but he's doing a sure good job.
Yeah, Fopsy Fan Club have done a very good job of recapping notes. They've managed to recap Kem and Acidic since they took out the pressure team in Kem, and also dropped an OC in Acidic, which is going to help them defend that node.
I swear Hope and Oli's been permagorging pretty much the whole game. Like,
I would have thought so, pretty much, yeah. I mean, zero deaths, I mean, I would have thought, yeah.
Alexi killing Kappa's double here, although Marines are on, at the moment, six external nodes, seven including base. I mean, it's not looking good. The res they can rack up in a second is, you know, good enough to get another shotgun, and a shotgun a second is not good. Aliens need to hit nodes, two skulks double. Fades just
flat line here,
stopping
pushing
Marines acidic. Pushing the nodes, yeah.
Second fade is up now, and that is Doogie.
We've got Cosmic and Skipjack pushing Acidic, holding back outside Cargo when hearing the fade and lurking coming. Two fades, Cargo taking them down. Ooh, come on, get that fade. Ooh, unlucky Cosmic.
Flatline doing a very good job of holding their nodes here. They haven't lost really a single node without recapping it very quickly afterwards.
Yeah, indeed. Skipjack's not quite putting up the performance he did yesterday, like, but I think the fades are what are doing it for them. I mean, Hopsy's fan clubs, their fades are lasting, and they're racking kills slowly. The main problem here is the Skulks really need to keep killing res. I mean, they're getting too distracted. I mean, Marines still have 7 RTs, and even when Marines have 7 RTs, they're still recycling shotguns at Fusion, so I think they're saving. I mean, we haven't even got damage 2 yet. That means something's going on. Motion tracking order 4. Looks like Aliens are going to drop Waste now with a gestation in Waste Vents. Both fades on cat phase gate. Yeah, they're going for a hive here. Mark will just be leaving us for a few seconds, so I'll be on my own. Right now we see four Flatline players in Acidic taking down nodes. I hope they know Waste is going up, because that is a game decider, that is. They need to get their phase gate cat and rush that hive down. Although, it looks like, yeah, four Marines going into Cargo, three pushing to cat, one pushing back to Fusion. Yeah, they're going for a phase gate cat. They know the hive's going up. Luckily, they'll have lots of res from their res towers that haven't been taken down by the aliens. I mean, here's where it counts. Aliens have two OCs protecting the hive. No, just one. Two OCs now, yeah. Two OCs, MC. Two fades, lurk. It'll be interesting to see what can happen in this small tunnel at camp. I mean, it's really at the aliens' advantage right now. I mean, Spores and Two Gorges spitting down that tunnel should be able to get the Marines low. And I mean, the OCs are pretty good in that tunnel as well. I mean, they can act as a meat shield as well. But then again, five flatline players with shotguns. And Alexi fade down! Epic! Critical! Oh, Cosmic adding her own pawned in there. That was bad by Alexi. Wrong time to die, especially on a hive push. That will be pretty critical to the play. Skulk's still on double here, just one Skulk on his own. He's doing a good job, actually. Although Flatline still hold Cargo and Fusion, and that's where it counts. Flatline just love to lock down the map. Right, one Skulk hitting base here. Who is he? Oh, Admirable hitting the Arms Lab base. Doogie on his own, defending the hive with one gorge, they're GLing it. This is where it counts. The Fade can't go in because the shotguns will automatically aim at him. Yet the GL just sits back and lays those grenades into that hive, dealing a lot of damage. Alexei's second fades up. Both there, they can't go in. It's automatic death. They don't know what to do. The hive's still got 70 odd seconds to go before it goes up.
The hive down to like almost 10% health, almost. I'm surprised this hive got to this point.
It's going down. 36 seconds left, and the hive is going to go down. Not much aliens can do here. They've got a lone marine in Chem, just ninjaing, cosmic ninjaing the RT there.
And there goes waste.
Should get taken out by a fade here. Which fade is that? It's Doug. No, they're both going to heal first. That
looks
RT
like a Hopsy fan club might be going for a base rush.
Epic play by Cosmic there, taking down two Skogs on a rush. Here comes the fade. Oh no, she can't do it. Highfisher gone double to cap, it looks, being distracted by a gorge. Yeah, and we have .rdy and Morvi capping waste. Do you get hit in base? It looks like a mini base rush with the lurk and gorge base. Doogie falls back, he's a bit low. He's going for it. Goes for the GL. Oh, playing it risky. Shotgun phases through. Morvi, lethal person with the shotgun.
Yeah, I think we could be seeing some proto tech fairly soon. I mean, Staples opted to go for armor 2 instead of weapons 3, so most comms try and keep their proto tech out in the field longer. So we could be seeing a proto quite soon.
Two fades hitting double here. Good teamwork by Hopsy's fan club. For a mixed team, they've got like a good play teamwork, good organization. But at the end of the day, it comes to we know Flatline have that advanced armory. They've got HMGs, they've got GLs out. It's only a matter of time before that proto comes out, Mark. And when that proto comes out, we know it's over. I mean, without that second hive, they don't stand a chance.
With the amount of res that Flatline is sitting on as well, it'd be crazy not to see a proto within the next minute or two. I'd be surprised if it's gone. Cosmic here saying JP in team chat. Looks like they're going to probably go for jetpacks.
Yeah.
Or at least it's being suggested.
Yeah, I think she's telling Saper what to do. I mean, the game now recently has changed a bit. I've noticed a lot of teams are switching to jetpacks because of their flexibility and the pure cheapness. I mean, 10 res, you lose a jetpack. You can get the jetpack, go cap your gun. I mean, Flatline love it. They can hold nodes twice as easy while pushing. They've been using jetpacks for a while now, so they're well practiced.
Hopsy fan club here have managed to take out the phase gate and fusion. Flatline pushing back to recap, it looks like.
Marines currently on 4 external nodes, 5 nodes in total. Doesn't look good for aliens here, who hold only 2. Well, they're holding 2 when against Flatline at this stage of the game. And that looks like fade down! Alexei very closer. He got a bit stuck while having a shotgun and Cosmic at him.
Damage, yeah, that was Alexei down to about 80 health.
Motion tracking, grenades.
Here's the proto coming up in base for Flatline as well.
Yeah, as soon as the jetpacks come up now, you know, they've got the lockdown on the nodes. I mean, Flatline, motion tracking, grenades, Flatline jetpacks. I mean, yeah, these nodes won't go down. They'll just push, they'll siege. It's over. The fades now have to try and get fusion phase gate down. That's all they can do. Skulks stay on nodes. Fades hit the phase gate.
The only chance Hopsy fan club have got at the moment really is to drop a second hive infusion straight away or a base rush. I mean, until that proto comes up with jetpacks, they're just going to be waiting out. As soon as jetpacks come out, it's pretty much over.
Ooh. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I feel sorry for Hopsy's fan club because they've got a lot of res. I mean, you see Admirable with 50, Hopsy 70, Alexei 70, Doogie 100. They could, for fuck's sake, they could just fucking Ono's rush at this stage, but you know, it's not gonna happen. Jetpacks will be up soon, the proto is just upgrading. Skulk's chewing down west, moving on to double.
Yeah, this is pretty much over.
I mean, I've noticed that it's a very similar tactic on all their maps. Flatline do a quick pressure group, and if that fails, get phase gates, two hive lockdown. It worked versus Sprogger yesterday, and it's working today. I mean, they're used to it, they do it, and they do it well, so why not? It still shows that tactics and teamwork just rock this scene.
Yeah, it looks like Doogie's fade died there.
Yeah. You can't do much against all these heavy guns, to be honest. One high fade can only do so much. They have to keep going back to heal. I guess that's why Hopsinoli's permagord really does help, because you can just heal the fade.
Flatline started dropping jetpacks now.
Right, jetpacks are out. There'll be a lot of fade hunting now, I would have thought. Really, Admirable's got a fade. I mean, they need as many fades as they can get right now, or they need to Honest Rush or something. They need to do something fast before it gets too late. I mean, the problem now is they've got jetpacks. Onos are useless. When they should have Onos when they have the chance, and they should have hit base when they have the chance. But now it's just getting to the stage where they don't have a chance. I mean,
yeah. If you look at the res for Hopsy Fan Club as well, so much res, and there's nothing they can do really. The two fades have got like 50, 60 res, 80 res there with Alexi as well, and Scale Lurk with 90 res.
I think Hopsy Fan Club lost their chance really when it came to when they all had like 70 res each. They could get three Onos up and they could have rushed base then before jetpacks, but now it's just too late. They don't stand a chance. Their nodes are going down. The Marines holding nodes. I mean, even RDY has two kills now, and like that says it all really.
Jetpacks getting flown on Kim, getting a phase gate up.
Yeah, two phase and Lurk trying to hold them off. Skulks can't do much hitting nodes now though. Jetpacks, motion tracking, no chance.
Flatline in a very strong res position as well, with pretty much every single RT on the map caps that isn't capped by alien res towers.
Indeed. Although both their nodes are going down now, sending two Marines to Acidic to finish that while Kim has already been finished. Kem being capped now. See, even when they don't need the nodes, Sayport is just locking aliens down by capping nodes when they don't need them. I mean, the fact they're capping Kem is just larks. It's another node to add to the collection. Looks like a fades are hitting base here. Yeah, it's a base rush. Can't do much. We're motion tracking. The Marines know when they're coming.
Flying doing a good job here.
You give them too much tech, you give them too much res, and they know how to use their res. And like, it's going wrong. It's going wrong for Hopsy Fan Club. FaZe trying to hit phase gates randomly, but not much they can do.
Hive dropped in waste.
Taken down.
Flatline straight on it.
Shotgun. Yeah, very well thought out. Hopsy tried to drop some OCs there, but failed, being killed straight away.
Scale though, the 100 res as well. I mean, Alexi with 94, they can't spend it.
Skipjack playing smart there, trying to trap Hopsu off, sending him back to the hive where he got shotgunned by Morphe. While this hive's going down, I notice the fade's hitting Kem very smartly, but it looks like Doogie could be down. 63 HP! That was epic. Epic luck right there by Doogie. Round the corner. Playing it risky, but I guess they have to at this stage of the game. Three Marines straight on the phase gate fusion. You do not see that every day. That's the thing with Flatline, they know how to make time count. They were on there straight away. As soon as that phase gate went down, they were there, leaving two Marines. Just two
Alexi
Marines
being chased there by a jetpack HMG. Just chased him off.
200 HP Alexi. Gonna have to try and
so
get
So Flatline's gonna go back to shooting this hive now as well.
Will he be cut off base here, I wonder? No.
Just over a minute left on this hive go up.
Alexi's gonna have
it's gonna
go
down. Four Marines now in the hive. Hive down.
Right, they're finally pushing on the last hive, all of them are, apart from one Marine guarding Kem. Not much aliens can do here, really. They've just got to fight. Doogie holding Hive off well. I mean, he's keeping.
I mean, Skipjack of the GL just taking out all of their MCs. There's nothing the Fades can do now against that. No MC Fades against.
Doogie down.
Three shotguns.
Hive fish shotgun straight in his face.
This is pretty much game over.
Yeah, I think the critical point of that was the Hive second Hive push there. And I thought it was pretty bad play by Hot 2 Fan Club not getting on nodes. They had a good start killing the pressure group with quite little ease, actually. But they just didn't keep pressure on those nodes. Never mind. I would say Hopsu's Fan Club have a stronger Marine round with their best lineup. I mean, Hopsu, Scale, Alexi, Doogie as well, all good Marines, all top players at the moment. But then again, are they let down by the likes of Gobot? I mean, he's not a bad player, but he's not Prem. He lacks that experience that may be needed. Although saying that, Flatline did use .rdy, and saying that Gobot has left the server, this looks like it could be a switch around with another player. Admirable will be coming the next game. We saw him yesterday, and we saw him lag out, and the Hopsy Fan Club still taking the win from Burn with only five players. So sometimes it makes you think, is his coming even needed with such a good team, such a highly skilled team? I mean, the main players to watch here will be Scale and Doogie and Hopanoli. Hopsu and Scale, both ex-Lev Attackers players, always known for their great Marine skills, and also Team Finland players that have always nearly got it into the finals. Doogie, on the other hand, ex-LTDM player, DG, probably the only good Spanish player at the moment, no offense if you're Spanish, but he's just got experience, he's got skill, he's got aim, he's got a lot of talents as well. We also see quite a new player to this like type of play, Alexi. He's always been at the top of Div 2, but he's really making a stand playing with this Div 1 mix. Hopanoli in the ready room, probably taking a fag break, having some beer, something, you know, usual Hopsu moments. You gotta love him. That's why they love him. That's why they made a fan club about him.
It's not really a Hopsu unless it's a strong Hopsu. I mean, let's face it.
Yeah, exactly. He's such an Amis. Yeah. That was quite a epic game, really, apart from it got a bit boring towards the end where Hopsu Fan Club unfortunately got out-teched. On Flatline's team, I think we will be either seeing Hifish or Morvi fading. Due to Hifish's inactivity, yesterday we saw Morvi fading versus Sprogger and Snow Rollers. But I wouldn't be surprised if Hifish has been practicing today, Hifish will be fading. Both very clever, both very experienced fades. I would rate them very highly in my books. Hifish movement-wise and skill-wise, I would say, is probably the best fade in Europe. Yet Morvi, I think, has the edge on brainwork. If Morvi doesn't want to die, he won't die. Skipjack, I will imagine, will be lurking. It could be Sable, but due to Sable's inactivity and Skipjack's carry lurking yesterday, I think Skipjack will be lurking. Great movement. Awesome skill.
I've got to say, I'm surprised I didn't see Phil here in the Flatline lineup.
I don't think he's on, because they really would use him for aliens. Being one of the best skulks in Europe at the moment, Phil is quite deadly.
Yeah, very Phil's skilled. Movement as Skulk, I would rate above pretty much anybody else in the game at this point in time. Very, very good.
Yeah, it's just, you see people like Ed Rush and Phil, and they have an aura around them. It's just like, they move just like no one else can. And I mean, I know skulking is a lot about brain, but they take it to the next level. Looks like we see Franz coming into this game, a very new Polish player. He's only been in the scene 8 months, and already we've seen massive improvements in him. I wouldn't say he's quite Prem level, but he does try, he likes to mix. He has a lot of friends in this community already, and he's quite friendly with Hopsu and Scale. I think that's how this mix began, all thanks to Franz. But it'll be good to see what happens. I'm glad he's playing, so he'll get a lot of experience from this, a lot of pleasure out of this as well. Right, I guess we're just waiting for Hopsy to finish his cigarette.
And his beer?
I don't know, he's probably on vodka by now. But no, he loves his beer.
Who knows?
Right. Right, all the love cosmic jokes are coming out about now. The pre-game banter. Cosmic being the like only active female NS player competitive wise. Where did Nella go? Everyone loved Nella. Come on.
Wasn't Nella
come
French?
Back to Nella. Yeah, she was, but she was still a girl. I know she had hairy armpits being French, but you know.
Playing NS has got to make up for some of that at least.
Yeah, exactly. Rumours are she's currently living with Ray under Ray's bed. Kept prisoner as well, but you know, they're just rumours. I thought he also kept...
Unsubstantiated rumours for now.
Scales going on about wonderful nights, yeah. Pre-game banter, don't you love it? And look at them
looks
bunny
like Hopsy is back.
Hopsy back. Probably calmed down a bit after that loss. I think I'd need a spag after that one. That was pretty intense shit.
Yeah, definitely the impact players to watch out for on the Marine side. He's definitely going to be Scale and Hopsy, both very, very experienced and well-skilled players. I mean, Scale's LMG is very, very strong, and Hopsy as well, and also Doogie with Shotgun is going to be something to watch out for if Admiral decides to go that way with the pressure team.
Yeah, Scale is, in my opinion, one of the best LMG Marines there is. Put that in combination with Hopsu's shotgun, Doogie's LMG aim, and you've got a pretty nasty pressure group there. I think the only area that I'll be lacking is probably in the capping group. I mean, I would imagine the capping group will consist of Franz and either Alexi or Doogie, but even though Franz isn't that bad a player, and Alexi and Doogie are both very good aimers, at the end of the day, he doesn't have the experience, and Flatline have some of the best alien team play and alien skill in the game. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Also, Flatline are good at getting on nodes. Whatever the situation, you can outskill them, but they will get on nodes. And that is normally pretty bad. I mean, if a com's not used to having no res, then they can't play versus Flatline. So hopefully Admirable will have the experience to counter this, but I don't know.
Yeah, also, I think no one's really mentioned this, but Admiral's been quite new to the scene, really. He's only been commanding for not very long at all, really. I don't know precisely how long, but it's not been
Velvet.
Very long.
But yeah, it's been since the last season, really, with Velvet. Before then, he was just a Cal NS pub, really, well, Cal competitive player, but...
Yeah, I mean, in the short time that he's been commanding, he's improved
right, the game
so much.
Starts. Fusion Hive for aliens. Flatline start with Fusion.
It's quite a lucky spawn for Flatline.
Marine start. Oh! Four Marines. No, three Marines pushing double, two base.
Looks like Admiral is commanding.
Hopsu and Doogie base. Hopsu will probably get the shotgun, I would imagine. Or they may not do a shotgun tactic. With three Marines double, we don't know.
Yeah, there's a shotgun. I don't know, Ops.
There's the shotgun.
That's the shotgun.
There's the shotgun. That's what we
two
like
shotguns.
To see. Double shotgun.
Doogie
tactic.
And Hopsy.
Doogie Hopsy. This is good.
This is gonna be interesting. Well, the Marines is coming back here from double, gonna push Ken with these two shotguns.
Is that Scale? As I said, the perfect pressure group. Scale LMG, Hopsy shotgun, Doogie shotgun. Franz going on his own here to west. Probably going to get ambushed here. Yep, Franz down. That's where the experience counts, checking those ambush spots.
Yeah, Franz's experience just laying him down there.
Marines pushing into
the only two Skulks in here now. Whoa, Hopsy takes one. Brilliant shot.
They know how to position themselves. Look at Scale covering that backside. Those two Skulks are going to get dominated.
And also D covering the other entrance whilst he's shooting the RT.
Don't push him, Scale. Don't push him, Scale. Right, taking down cargo node now. Three Skulks there, one Gorge.
Very good team play here by Hopsy Fan Club.
Very good play by Flatline as well. I swear Hops, you just shot Cosmic in the face then, but obviously not. Alexi capping West. They got one node down, that will be good enough, I would have thought. Although this looks like a similar occurrence to Sproggy yesterday, where they had a good start with a node takedown, but yeah, failed on the outcome when Skipjack's Lurk came up. He really did ravish the field yesterday. Marine's only on a 3-node advantage, really, so... Skipjack's really come out of nowhere with his Lurk. I mean, I know he's always used to Lurk, but recently I think he's really doing well. I mean, considering Flatline have been inactive, he's certainly helped.
Yeah, Flatline did a very good job here of pressuring their cappers.
Epic play by Hopsu and Doogie there in double, just clearing up the Skulks. Getting a phase gate double. Looks like Admirable's doing a similar tactic to Flatline, just holding nodes, although I think the double phase gate should be relocated to central access tunnels where it's more useful. I mean, from Cat you can push Waste and you can push Cargo and Fusion from it. Double, you've just got that extra mile to go, and I think things like that just, it's what separates him from those prem cons. Although giving him that, he's doing alright.
Yeah,
so
I think
far.
This could be just a classic example of Admirable's lack of experience coming through.
Hopsu dominating there with the LMG aim. Hopsu's really on form today.
Skipjack just clearing up the Marines in Cargo there. And also Flatline recapping Acidic.
Scale and France pushing in now. Skipjack tearing those Marines apart. Yeah, he's a decent Lurk. Alexi, oh, this is interesting. A really weird tactic here. The Marines are getting a phase gate near West Access Corridor.
It looks like they're going to be holding res here to try and get HA.
Yeah, I think they're trying to split the map in two, giving the aliens the other side of the map, just holding those nodes as well as they can. Although, in my opinion, they should have gotten the phase gate in research labs. I mean, it just means getting to waste. It's that bit easier. But I've never seen this done before in my life. This is very interesting.
Four Hopsu Marines here, pushing into Cargo.
One Skulk hitting base there, good timing by Cosmic. Com jumped, Admirable took her down. Marines are pushing into Cargo, trying to get the node down, although aliens have already recapped Acidic.
Node down in Cargo. High fish up as fade really as well.
Hypefish fade down, stupid mistake there, running into LMGs, getting caught up in double, then trying to escape through the vent. Epic play there by the pistol.
Skipjack's Lurk's down as well as a scaled shotgun.
This is a critical part in the game. This is where it all goes to pot for Flatline. Errors like this is what lets them down. Luckily for me,
here's the Hopsu, I think scale pushing to fusion.
Looks like they're going for Acidic, Mark. Probably going for the nodes.
No, they're probably going for a phase gate and chemical to push the Satcom Hive.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is just recently dropped.
But without that fade and that Lurk to defend that Hive, they're really in trouble now. I mean,
Morby though, 44 res, can fade soon. Very good play there by Doogie taking out two of those Skulks in that rush.
Yeah, great alien team play by Flatline. The only problem there was they rushed all from the same direction. Mistakes like that is what lets them down at the moment. Marine's pushing Acidic, trying to get that node down before pushing into Chem, I would have thought. Hopsu going solo at Sat Hive. Probably going to take down the Gorge. No, he's falling back to Chem. They're getting fade in Sat Tunnel. Without that fade though, this Hive could go down. I feel sorry for Flatline, because they've been dominating this game so far, but it's coming to the end, it looks like. They get that second
just shows how one mistake can really turn a game like this.
Yeah, I think Highfish will be kicking himself. I mean, as I said, I think the difference between Hyfish and Morvi is Hyfish is skill, Morvi has brains, and I think...
Although that said, Morvi is fading now.
Yeah, he racked a lot of kills early on. 7 sculpt kills, that's a lot. He's up, Morvi's fade's up. This looks good for flatline, 108 seconds left, and Skipjack's lurk playing offensive and working. I haven't seen a lurk play that offensive on a high road.
Very risky there, playing against the shotgunners with a lurk.
But do you see that team play? 3 sculpts, a lurk, a gorge, and a fade, all of the hive.
Flatline's entire team here on that phase gate, almost.
You see, that's what separates Flatline from other teams. They always have their teamwork and coordination, organisation. It's great. Marine's going for a second try here. Probably trying to get a fade or life on down. Otherwise, I can't see him doing very well. Morvi being ninja'd on by a hind by Alexi.
RDY taking out Scale and Franz.
Oh, Morvi fade, is this him down?
Yes!
RDY kills Morvi fade! Epic! Epic! RDY, Rafa!
Alexi just sitting in the corner, shotgunning him in the face. A team killed by Skulk.
And RDY came from behind a Skulk, TKing his fade in the back. Oh, you don't see that.
I can imagine Morvi's rage on vent now.
Oh, I can imagine fucking... Morvi must be so pissed off. The Merc player TKing the fade. Then again, I couldn't see him coming out of that alive, but it's just a fact.
Flatline's entire team here on the spawn queue and the Hopsy fan club just raping this hive. Mines and shotguns are skulked and I can't compete.
SC's gone up as well though, Mark. I mean, that's all that counts. They keep those SCs and keep the res, but it's looking alright.
Yeah, the hive's still 75% health as well.
Hopsy's
and no shotguns now. Sorry, one.
Hopsy's fan club have kept a lot of RTs, but the skulk should be able to take these marines down. It really shows why Hopsy was a fan club when he's carrying the marine board 18 to. Yeah, that's just shocking down. It looks like Immarable's going for sieging now.
There's 3 players here by Hopsy fan club in the spawn queue. They're going to have to get back into the field in order to hold this siege possession.
They're trying to get those sieges up, but Flatline keep on coming.
Yeah, the second half skulks are just too strong
great
at the moment,
play by
getting
Alexi
one-on-one
there.
Frags all the time.
Great play by Alexi there, taking on the 2 skulks. Looks like Flatline are getting a gorge on the hive, but they need more than a gorge right now. They need their team to clean up those marines. Well, I've noticed
yeah, they need life forms at this point.
Slowly deteriorating at this point. The skulks aren't rushing together, and that's what they need to be doing. And they need to get on nodes. They need at least one skulk on nodes right now. Hyfish with some great skulking there. Lovely play. That's what. Oh, Flatline comeback. Here's the teamwork I was on about. Here's what I'm
Alexa
on about.
Taking one with a shotgun. Taken from behind by RDY.
They're getting those sieges down. Good job. Wow, that is such a good play. Hive's down though, so it doesn't matter anymore. The hive is down. But it's not over. They got 3 SCs up, so that's all that counts.
Yeah, very good push there by Hopsy Fan Club.
The node now.
Hopsy Fan Club have been on all so many nodes now. Just like during that entire high pitch, they've been on 4 or 5 nodes.
Yeah, I know.
Surprised they only have armor 1 weapons on.
Flatline have done a bad job on nodes, but
Flatline with 2 skulks on the phase gate, taken down at west.
Exactly, that teamwork is just incredible. I mean, to get that organisation after not playing in a while is good. It looks like Admirable's getting a new phase gate in waste though, so their efforts of that phase gate takedown are lost. Unless that lurk Skipjack can get there fast, but no, he's going for the Caperin double, or just a guy defending.
I mean, look at this already, 3 skulks on west access. They've taken down the phase gate in west access, they've been pressuring double. They're really working on it.
Flatline is probably the only team right now to have full experience together, and their experience is ever vast. I mean, look at that. They've got a lurk and skulk on the phase gate waste. Efforts down because so many marines phased through, but even so, it's just the speed they can react is what makes them so precious. I mean, and play to RDY here. He's doing a good job as Skulk. I mean, he's making up for that team kill earlier. That was some epic lols. That was like epic lols to be extreme. Highfish on 50 res here. This could be quite critical to the gameplay. If they get a fade up now, and Morvi's on near 50. It looks like we're going to have two fades.
Yeah, it looks like Highfish is going fade.
Wouldn't be surprised if Cosmic saves for a second Hive with Sapel recapping Acidic or something. But it's definitely not lost for Flatline. They just need to get on node.
They need to pressure the resonates hard now. I mean, they've given Topsy's fan club so much room to maneuver here. They've got so many res towers. I mean, they're on like six res towers here.
They've got the maps segregated. I mean, they've given Flatline a third of the map, and they're holding two thirds to themselves, holding Wayside, Double, and Sat and Chem all to themselves. I mean, Aliens need to get one of those phase gates down. My bets are going for Waste. They need to push on Waste or Sat. I mean,
yeah, admirable. Going with a smart move there to keep the TF in SATCOM instead of selling it, so he doesn't need to research the Siege upgrade anymore. He can just drop Siege straight away if they drop SATCOM Hive. So Waste definitely the better choice at the moment.
Or if he wants to really piss Flatline off, get some, you know, turrets. Yeah.
I can't even remember the last time I saw turrets in an official.
Highfish more. Oh, I remember.
Oh, it looks like they're going for SATCOM actually. Interesting
insane,
choice.
Insane versus Storm on NS Origin. B1 turret farmed industrial. But yeah, anyway, two fades on the phase gate. Ooh, Morbi Highfish both pushing. I think they're going back to heal. It looks like they're going back for it though, but this is great play. You see teamwork like this between the two fades, it's quite a...
Also the Gorge there as well, probably going to heal and spit.
Also, notice a Lurk's gone to Waste to pressure Waste phase gate. They're trying to split the Marines up and then take down, well, try and take down one phase gate. Oh, look at that. Aimbot spits by Sapel. Epic play. Beacon
here.
Beacon. Quite critical moment there. Great play by Flatline. Just destroying Marines. This is what I mean. That second Hive, all it mattered for.
Alexi, LMG, Skiplax, Lurk, solo.
Well played there by Alexi.
Only on weapons one as well. That was very good play there by Alexi.
Yeah, they've got motion tracking there.
I mean, the coordination Flatline is showing here is just something you don't see with any other team. Flatline's roster has just not changed at all in so long now. They've had so much experience playing with each other.
Exactly. That's where it counts, doesn't it?
Their experience is really starting to show through here.
Doing a great job here. I mean, with those SCs they got from the second Hive, they can just focus for, and two focus fades is so lethal. And Skipjack's Lurk's back up. It didn't even matter that he died, Mark. He's back up. He's ready and he's rocking.
I've got to say, it's quite surprising that we're at 15 minutes now and the Admiral's still on arm 1, weapons 1. Sorry, weapons 2 now and no upgraded armory.
Yeah.
Two obs though as well.
It's not the best play, but Morbi fade down to Prawn shotgun. Very nicely done. Phase through the phase gate Waste. Some epic lulls on the mine. Backstrafe, critical hit in Morbi's face and down. It's good to see that from probably the most inexperienced player on the field.
Yeah, I've got to say, some of the inexperienced players in this game have really showed their true colours this game. I mean, Alexi with the LMG onto the scales lurk. No, not scales lurk. Sits there. Yeah, that lurk. Anyway.
Alexi's always been a hidden jewel, in my opinion. He's got good aim. Yeah. He's a nice guy, good brain, but he's always been a bit unlucky, just picking the top tier Div 2 teams. But his skill's really showing through now.
Yeah. Also, Alexi was the Marine with the shotgun in SATCOM, who was shotgunning the fade, which got team killed.
Although he did miss those shotgun shots, that led to the team kill. But I think he did it on purpose, Mark, just so he could get team killed.
He must have hit quite a few to get a fade that low to get team killed by one bite, to be fair.
Yeah, indeed. That was an extremely epic lull.
Yeah, so Flatline here, recapping Acidic and Cargo.
They're really pressing the phase gates, but it almost seems wasted when there's no skulks on nodes. I mean, I know there's a proto going up as we speak, but it seems so late to me. And Marvel's had so many nodes the whole game, yet 17 minutes nearly, and there's still no HA or jetpacks to be seen. I mean
weapons too as well, still. I'd have expected to see weapons 3 at least by now, and still only on one.
Skulls really needs to get our nodes. SOF adrenaline, you know, sort them out.
Hive dropped in SATCOM again here.
Yeah, they've got that. Remember, they've got that turret factory from last time, don't they?
And they're building sieges straight away again. Lots of mines dropped as well.
Exactly.
The entire Hopsy Fan Club team is here, and not one Flatline Skulk is killing Resnudes. That is really not good.
This is where Flatline's going down today. I mean, I haven't seen it much. I mean, Flatline are normally very good at it. Maybe it's a lack of practice, but they've been really bad at nodes recently.
Yeah, 3 sieges up now as well.
That hive is down.
It's gone. There's nothing Flatline can do here.
Oh, Highfish down!
Highfish down, again to Alexi.
Yeah, that was unlucky though. He got scale with one hit, he saw him around the corner, he poked his head, and boom! Critical hit. Headshot, in the face, damn.
And yet again we see SATCOM Hive go down to a siege.
It looks like Cosmic's finally hitting nodes, or is she just going for waste phase gate? No, it looks like she's going Celerity SOF for nodes. But even so, it's so late. I don't understand this. I really think Flatline have lost it here, just with the node pressure. I mean, it's too late to be getting on nodes now. Damage 2, armor 2. You know,
HMGs.
But Flatline in the same position Flatline had them at about 10 minutes. I mean, it's just... It could be the comp, but I think Admirable has them on one stage behind Flatline. And, like, it's nearly over. I can't see Flatline coming back now. Unless they haul res and get a lot of fades up.
To be fair, RDY on 50 res, Highfish 25, you know, Sable 35, we could see
RDY
some
is gonna
action
drop
still
waste. RDY is going to drop waste, he's in the vent ready for it. This is, once again, interesting stuff.
Hopsy Fan Club though, taking down Acidic and his shotgun pressure team.
Yeah,
Hive dropped in waste.
Highfish.
It's going to be interesting to see. Warby's bad
down
call.
To Lexi's shotgun. Bad decision there. Yeah, I don't think Flatline's fades are actually playing too well today. Four Marines in waste, taking down this hive. They've only got one fade to defend it. It's not looking good.
That was a bad call by Admirable. He had a shotgun press team in Acidic, and he beaconed straight away to go to waste when he really should have sent them into the Hive at Fusion to kill the Chambers. I mean, but both the Fades and the Luck were a waste, though Fusion Hive was completely undefended.
Mark, he's playing it safe, and I can't blame him. He's got HAs out now, he just...
3 heavy armors, grenade
so
launcher.
Res. Flatline have really just played so bad this game, res-wise. I mean, it's the worst I've seen them.
The life on play has been extremely good, as usual, by Flatline, but their res killing has just been far off par.
Well, their teamwork has been amazing. Their organisation and teamwork has been amazing. You don't see that. Their life forms, I don't think as good as it used to be, but it's still pretty good for an active team. But what's let them down is the node pressure. I don't know where that's gone, Mark. I really don't.
Yeah, it looks like Hopsy Fan Club really putting the pressure on here with 2-3 heavy armors pushing towards the cargo area now. Is that Highfish
like
fade down?
Second map at this rate. Yeah, that is. They have no fades, one lurk. It's not looking good. It is not.
Yeah, this is looking like Hopsy's game at the moment. And there we go, Flatline F4ing. Definitely a much more interesting half than the last.
And it looks like Cosmic is angry. Cosmic is angry, everyone. Shizer. Right, it goes to second map, tiebreaker map being Veil, I believe. And if you've just joined us, this is the NS Night Cup between the match of Flatline and Hopsu Fan Club.
Hopsu Fan Club.
If you just joined us, the score is currently 1-1 with both Marine wins on NS Tanith, and we're now on the tiebreaker map on NS Veil.
Yeah, that second half, though, definitely much more interesting.
Yeah, what I saw that game was, I thought the Alien team had a lot better organisation and teamwork. I mean, I think that's how they held off longer than Hopsy Fan Club. But I thought, really, individual performance-wise, Hope Noli, his aim was on fire. Alexi did some very nice shotgunning. And Doogie played pretty consistently well as well. I mean, to be honest, I'd say Scale underperformed. I mean, I don't know why that is. Maybe a lack of practice recently. But hopefully we'll be able to see more from the next Marine round. On the Flatline side, I thought High Fish was probably the game decider there, dying very early, being a only 10-20 second fade, being LMG'd pretty much, so that was pretty bad.
Yeah, Skipjack did his best to cover up for it, but he just couldn't hold on, really. There's only so much a lurk can do at that point.
Exactly. He did very good as lurk, actually, I felt. He was very good on cappers, but towards the end of the game, they had so much pressure, he couldn't get back on cappers. I think that's the thing with a team like Flatline, you can't play them at their own game of just holding nodes. You have to pressure. It's the pressure that keeps them back. It's the pressure that gets their life forms. If you don't give them any pressure, then they can just survive.
I mean, that's definitely one of the things that you'll notice when you watch a lot of the higher level teams in LS. They don't play it safe at all. I mean, the entire game revolves around pressure and making the team react to what you're doing. And I think that's partly where Admirable took so long to win that game, is because he's played it safe so often. He didn't make the dangerous, risky choices that could have been game deciding. And to be honest, I think it was an epic failure on the part of Flatline from a team that I would have expected more of.
Yeah, I'd agree, man. I mean, they showed great teamwork and organisation, but what they didn't show was just great node coverage. Their node coverage at game mark was just... I've seen Pitchfork do better. I mean, that's what I mean, you know? It's just like, even these Tier 2 teams, Division 2 teams, have done better than that in recent days. But that was just, that was just bad. I think they should recover, though. I mean, Flatline are ones to learn, so I wouldn't be surprised if they realise they didn't hit nodes enough. I mean, even so, you got to give it to them. You know, their skulk rushes, the teamwork in Sat Hive, the rushes together were just incredible. But when it came to where it counts for nodes, they just didn't have it.
It's interesting, right. I think, to see Metal played as the tiebreaker map.
Yeah. Not the best of maps, but in my personal opinion, but it adds a different play to the game with three open exits instead of the usual two. I mean, you can see Marines go anywhere on the map pretty fast. You can have interesting cap tactics and interesting push tactics. I wouldn't be surprised if Flatline rely on a two hive lockdown or phase gates in key positions such as mineral, heating room, even cooling, you know.
Yeah, Metal definitely a map that you could use a lot of different tactics on as Marine. Lots of different pushes, lots of different strats you can use. I mean, I personally think that they are going to play a safe Flatline in their Marine round, but I would not be surprised to see something quite different and rare. There's a lot of strats you can try on this map that you just really can't try on other maps.
Yeah, I really think with Flatline it's just going to be the usual case of pressure group, early phase gates, two hive lockdown. Bam.
I've got to say, I'm surprised that so many less teams nowadays are opting to go for the early arms lab and they're going for Observatory instead.
Well, my personal opinion is, with Flatline, they don't actually rely on the early pressure group. A lot of teams just rely on that early pressure group, and that's the difference. I mean, if you want to rely on your early pressure group, I think you have to go OBS, because that scanning, full scanning capabilities is what, you know, adds to the critical error of the game. If you've got a scan and a good shotgunner, in theory, he can't die. But Flatline, they have the experience, they know how to hold nodes, they know how to phase gate down places. They don't rely on that pressure group anymore like they used to. Hey, I remember when Flatline pretty much just gave Morbius shotgun every game and he would carry them to glory. But in recent days, as they've all gotten better, as their comming has improved, as they've tried new tactics. They're relying a lot more on, you know, team play, LMGs, phase gates, and second hive pushes, and even just holding for jetpack.
Yeah, I've got to say, that's definitely one of the things I've noticed with Flatline recently, is they used to rely very heavily on heavy armor. That used to be their proto-tech of choice, but nowadays it seems they are getting jetpacks a lot more.
The new jetpacks, they're heaven send. They're so cheap, they're so agile, and yet they're so good at holding nodes, and that's what Flatline love doing. If you notice, they just get motion tracking. They don't even get that high upgrades. They try and get A2, D2, but even with D1, A1, and they just go for jetpacks. And then from there on, it's just like save nodes with grenades and motion.
I mean, yeah. Not much more we can say, really, until Hopsu Fan Club get their last two players on. I think Admiral said he was rebooting his router.
Well, what I would say, people to watch out for this time, still Morvi, High Fish on Marine. Actually, to be honest, Skipjack, Morvi, High Fish, Cosmic, they're all decent Marines, but really, Morvi's shotgun and High Fish's LMG are what to look out for on Flatline. On Hopsu's Fan Club, I would say Scales Lurk and Alexi's Fade with some great permagorging by Hopsu, guys. I mean, best permagorging I've ever seen in a while, to be honest. So, yeah.
Indeed. I mean, if you look at the Flatline lineup, you've got Skipjack, Morvi, Sapel, Highfish, Cosmic, and RDY. There's no one really on that lineup you could say was a bad player, a bad Marine. I mean, at this level of play, every player is a good player. It's just players like Morvi and also Highfish and Skipjack, their aim is just somewhat above the others, you know. I mean, they've got the experience as well, they can make the kills under pressure when they need to that can decide the game, and that's definitely why they are the impact players to watch. I mean, Alexi also, from the Hopsy Fan Club team last game, made some very good kills under pressure, especially on, I think, Highfish's Fade, and on Scales Lurk, which is very, no, Scales Lurk, Skipjack's Lurk. So used to Alexi and Scale being on different teams. But yeah. Hopsu also some very good Marine play last round, so he's going to be one to watch on the Hopsu Fan Club Marine round. I mean, Doogie, I wouldn't be surprised if Doogie was also the RT Fade again this game. Alexi with being the Flash Fade last game, and Scale being the Lurk. And Admirable is taking rather a while to reboot his router and get back on the server. So we're in for some more of the patented NS jumping around the map for 20 minutes waiting for the game to start, which is oh so interesting. I mean, also Metal here being one of the really not such a played map. I mean, I personally would like seeing games, maps like this played in finals matches because, I mean, most of the time you see teams playing practice games. They're playing Veil and Tanith and Eclipse, like, all the time. And you rarely see Orbital being played or Origin so much or Metal or any of the maps that really are interesting in terms of strategies you can use. I mean, there's so many different strategies I've seen used on this map. It's really hard to guess what a Marine team is going to do. I mean, one of the best ones, I think, was the old insane tactic, where they'd have one guy build base and four go through power banks, and two would go to flight control and two would go to cooling processing afterwards. And that meant that the skulks that were camping flight control res node at the start of the game would be shot from behind by the guys coming back from power banks, which is definitely an interesting capping strat. But then there was no pressure team, so you really had to cap nodes very quickly, otherwise you were going to be really far behind in the res game. Well, that's definitely one of the most interesting ones I've seen. I mean, I've also seen relocates to mineral processing, which can work very well. Very good phase gate position there, you can cover a lot of res nodes. Very good map control as well, being right in the center of the map. You can push heating room and smelter from there, and also supply way to a siege point at cooling. Yeah, very good early phase gate position there, and with Flatline being very used to using early phase gates, I wouldn't be surprised to see them use a phase gate in that position. Or even in heating room. Heating room being very good access to the surface access hive as well. The area between flight control and cooling hive is generally not so good for phase gates. And looks like we've gone live here, with Hopsy Fan Club spawning Smelter Hive.
Right.
And we see Staple go com again.
Two Marines flight, one power. Skulk spreading out. Looks like we're getting some overall scouting here. One going storage, two mineral, one cooling system, one Marine already parasited. Flight control going up, great covering there. Personally, I wouldn't trust that tactic. That vent in flight control is very deadly. It only takes one Skulk to ninja.
Looks like Flatland going for an early obs again.
Cosmic being rushed in power banks by one Skulk. She really should have this. Yeah, there you go. Bit slow there. Kept her busy though. Morvi shocking up. It looks like he's pushing to flight control with the other turret mineral. Yeah, he's going to join with the other two mineral. Probably pressure onto heating room.
Hopsy Fan Club setting up an ambush here. Four Skulks and a Gorge.
The other two, Cosmic and...
Five Skulks and a Gorge here.
Wow, this is great team play by Mix. This is where you need an obs, Mark. This is where you need an obs.
Yeah, the obs is here. I think we're going to see a scan in a minute.
So early?
Morvi taking out three of the shotgun!
That was stupid play. That was stupid play there by...
Even without the scan there, Morvi taking out three of that rush. One of them at his feet as well.
That just shows it, Mark. You know, you play stupid. You don't time your rushes. You all go in from the same direction. Against good
one
players,
of us
like
is
Morvi,
in deep trouble.
And I'm loving this tactic. Down. Pressuring both nodes at the same time here. Lurk up. Scale should kill both those LMGs.
Yeah, those two
both
are down.
Both LMGs are down. But look at this. They still got that shotgunner mark. And with
yeah,
the obs
I think they're going to push a Svelte now. Or it could be going, they're going back to mineral, possibly a phase gate.
Phase gate, yeah. The usual flatline, I told you. Early phase gate mineral, safety.
Oh my god! Did you see that shot by Morvi? That was insane.
Yeah,
180 flick shot on the Skulk.
Well, it wasn't quite 180, Mark, it was about 100. But yeah, it was pretty snapped, it was pretty good. He's always been good at it.
Flatland here also just pressuring, really. Phase gate going up in mineral, mines on it. Flatland's arms are also up. Scales like they're just taking out that harassing marine in supply way. Looks like the Flatland marines at mineral player are just waiting for something, really. Just holding res. Yeah, it looks like they're holding res to go into defend heating, which is being attacked.
The usual gay flatline tactic. Let's just sit on res for jetpacks, because we're gay. Wouldn't be surprised
pretty
if
much, yeah.
For a ninja phase gate and cooling here. Yeah, as I said, drop the phase gate, but Scales lurks straight away on it. What's Scales health? Nah, no chance.
103.
Yeah, no chance. I wouldn't be surprised if they push there with more Marines this time. Flatline are just going for the bog standard 2 hive lockdown. Pretty sneaky. Marines
yeah,
capping
they've got
cooling.
The res.
Aliens capping cooling, sorry. 3 Skulks heating. This is interesting. Ooh, skipjack there.
Highfish there. Oh,
yeah.
Brilliant.
Flatline are warmed up now. This is how they should have been playing earlier. You know, I was talking about individual skill. Well, it's shining through now. Highfish is his aim back, as you can see.
Two Flatline Marines here. Cornering a Skulk in Surf's access. Envoy takes down Morvi, the shotgunner, solo. Takes down RDY as well. Very good play there by Admirable. Skulk by Storage Z. I mean, Phase Gate dropped by Cooling Hive, I think. Yeah, Phase Gate. Lexi's fade up though, pressuring those Marines around Cooling. Looks like Hopsy Fanko are going to be dropping the Hive there soon. Looks like Flatland are really going to have to push this Hive soon. There's a lot of pressure on here by the Hopsy Fan Club. Drops a second phase gate inside, which they're powering up now. Four Marines here by Cooling Hive now. That phase gate's going to go up. They're going to be denying that Hive drop there. Good teamwork by Lexi and Scale there, clearing up. Pushing straight into the Hive now. Alexi chased off by Mind Damage, he's going to have to run through the vent back to the Hive to heal. Flatline pushing back. Trying to take that Resonate down, two Skulks on him though. Hopsy manages to take one, dies to Cosmic though. Doogie taking out Morvi in a Surf Saxon type, trying to get a solo phase gate up. Looks like Hopsy Fan Club have pretty much given up on Cooling Hive now. They're dropping the Hive in surface, I think. Flying Beacon to
That's
try and save the phase gate mineral.
It really helps. So they can push from mineral quite easily.
Alexi on the phase gate, though. Still got quite a lot of health. Yeah, and here they come. Morvi the shotgun pushing up into heating.
Once again, Hope and Only doing a great job permagorging.
Flatline's seeing a lot of res here. Pressure team capping the heating room res tower. And they're also shooting down the supply way res tower here, two marines by Flatline. Phase though coming in. Alexi being chased off by a LMG there. Almost cornered by two other Marines for Flatline. Alexi on 100 health here, caught fairly well trapped, manages to get back to your surface access hive, but he's going to MC back to their main hive to heal. Flatline pushing again through heating. Three on pressure team with a HMG as well. Flatline are really taking their time to pushing this Hive at surface, they're going to have to go faster. I mean, the Hive's only got just less than 2 minutes left to go up. They're really going to have to push this, like, now or never, really. Could be that they're sitting on their res, trying to get Proto and go for a 2-Hive push. But that's really quite a risky proposition at this point in the game. Hopsy Fan Club doing well to get on res at flight control. Doogie taking out shotgun there by Mobby. Flatline just capping
Alexi
nodes now, holding nodes.
Quite conservative here, like just trying to do what damage he can. I think Flatline. I don't know what they're doing. I don't think they're going for the Hive, Mark. I think they're.
No, I think they're just sitting on res. Yeah, here we go. Two HMGs, two shotguns, four welders. Just been dropped at base. This could be
their
a Hive
push.
Their
tech is a bit better than last time. I would have said. I mean.
Yeah.
They've got D1, A1, you know, grenades, motion tracking, and it's only just going 9 minutes. I mean.
Yeah, they're still late on weapons too, though.
They do it quite often, though, Mark. I think they're just so used to it. They're so used to just keeping for jetpacks. I mean, they've got a proto base. It's only a matter of time before jetpacks come out.
Yeah, it looks like they're just going for a proto tech strat here. Three Marines with guns holding heating room. I mean, they can run back to save the phase gate, and if it goes down, they're just pressuring a Hive drop there. And also the other two just defending the res nodes at supply way and cooling processing in that phase gate. They're just sitting on their res, really, and waiting for proto tech to finish.
Yeah, this is why Flatline are such cunts. All they do is just get these lockdowns and then just, like, sit on res. It's so annoying. Like, I feel sorry for Hopsy's fan club. because especially if I don't have a main leading comm role, it's so annoying to choose what to do right now.
Here we go, it's more of the jetpack as well.
You can try and hit
starting to come out.
But Flatline will stop you, so you hit base, and then that can either work or it can fail. And three jetpacks are out now.
We're starting to start pushing the second hive.
Hive fish all got a jetpack. Oh look, Cosmic's welding in storage D there. Bit odd. But it looks like they're pushing on surface now. With over hives, like, you know, up. Even so, jetpacks are still good for sieging. You can get out of the way fast, but scale got taken. A hivefish got taken down there by scale spore. Aliens constantly recapping. They're on a good three nodes. That's quite a good stance to be right now, but it's not too good when the marines still have the rest of the map.
Yeah, Flatline in a very strong res position here. I mean, still with like six resonates here. Chasing his fade down, two jetpacks. Looks like a Hopsy fan club with Cap Storage D trying to get the res towers back up. I mean, they're back to three res towers now, so that's going to help them out of life forms.
Alexi swiping.
Heavy armors as well.
Yeah, wow, that just shows how much res they've got. Even the comms got a heavy armor. Oh, Hopsy's fan club.
Yeah, they're in a dominating position there.
Flatline have got damage 2 now as well. Flatline have the tech that you'd expect for about 15 minutes into a game, just as the second hive's gone up. I mean, well, it's been up for a bit now. But
it looks like they're pushing Smelt here to start hive, which is a clever choice, because Hopsy fan club would have dropped all of their chambers in the hive.
Yeah, 2 HAs, 1 jetpack going for the hive. Good option. More jetpacks helping out for welding. I mean, this is what Flatline do. They use the HAs to tank while the jetpacks cover, and it's just so deadly.
That's pretty much how you should be using the proto tech. I mean, not many teams do it, because not many teams can get to that point in the game and have so much tech and res without winning already.
Yeah, but Flatline are so used to it, they know how to hold.
Yeah, it looks like Flatline is setting up for a siege on Smelter.
And then just that one man holding nodes, and it always works.
Scale and Alexi here doing the best they can with the Umbra spam and just one hit runs, but there's not really much they can do against this heavy armor's welding and jetpacks as well pushing them back.
I think doing a good job here. He's got Celerity and SOF, and he's just running around hitting nodes. I mean, to be honest, I rate that as the most skill at the moment. I mean, if you can survive against a team that's got motion tracking and jetpacks while killing nodes, you must be doing something right. But I think he's going to be cut.
Gotta agree with that.
Oh no, no, he's outrunning him. Great play there by Admirable, actually. Killing those nodes still.
Siege is coming up here at Smelter.
Brands
looks like they've got an Onos. Hopsy like Fankle got an Onos. Scale.
Yeah, it shouldn't last long though. Ooh,
nearly. Nah, not with those jetpackers. They're going to have to push into the hive to take him in a minute.
Yeah. See, this is the thing, even if they all push in, one fade and one...
Alexi's fading here is very, very good.
It's been quite solid all game, he's played it safe, but...
Yeah,
oh,
scale
Ono's
down there.
Already down. I mean, this is epic. I mean, that's stupid by scale, and like, this is where Flatline take the lead.
Looks like GoBot has subbed in for Hopsy Fan Club. And again, the entire Flatline team here sitting on those the TF and the sieges. I'd be surprised if this hive lives.
Ooh, Hivefish there, aimbotting for fate. Cosmic going in to scout the hive and hit it a bit. Yeah, with Vionis down and only one fade, they're really going.
Yeah, they're not going to be able to hold this. They're going to have to push a base rush or something similar.
Should be able to fade in free res though. Oh, it looks like a base rush, a one sculpt base rush, yeah. GG.
Hive down.
Not gonna happen.
There you go, Lexi taking a smart move going through the vent.
For Hopsy's fan club. Flatline just doing their usual holding, and it works so well with them. They're so used to it, they're so practiced, they're so well trained.
They've just got so much res, you can't really combat that.
You kill one jetpack, they can get another one up. You kill a HA, they can get another HA up. It's just like, it's hard to beat. And the thing is, it works in both ways. You can't kill the res towers with jetpacks and motion tracking. So it's a hard break. You need to power nodes down with SOF and adrenaline and just keep going around. But it takes a lot of teamwork. And I don't think a mix has that kind of teamwork.
Yeah, especially a team like Flatline, they're one of those teams that you really have to pressure hard at the start of the game. If you give them too much room, they're just going to cap res towers and sit on their res towers with phase gates, and then you're not going to have a say in it for the rest of the game, really.
It's all about early game scouting and organisation. If you can get the phase gate groups down and the pressure groups down with Flatline, you have to get both. You can't just get one. If you get either of those down, or both, well, if you get both of those down, you can win the game quite easily just by staying on nodes hard. But if you let them get a phase gate, or if you let them get your nodes down, then they will bring it back at you. And that's the thing. Flatline know how to play a two-sided game. They know how to play the holding, and they know how to play the offensive. Most teams can only do one or the other, and most can only do offensive. I mean, you rarely see a team that can just sit on nodes like Flatline do. I mean, I know many teams tried it, but it takes a team like Insane or Flatline to do that. Takes a lot of practice, a lot of experience with the comm. Doogie's up.
Yeah, this is not a good situation for Hopsy Fan Club to be in at all. I mean, they've been pretty much contained in their hive now with a phase getting storage D and one in fluid processing. This looks pretty much like game to me.
Fades are really trying to take them. They need to go together if they're going to take them at all. Great team play by Flatline here. Automatic welding. HA is pushing in now, acting as tanks. Doogie with some very nice movement. Faded quite well. Nice fading by Doogie. Oh, how did that moon survive? Ah, well played. Doogie taking Cosmic's jetpack, who was a lone jetpack. That was very nice fading there. Great movement. Great swipe aim. Marine's pushing into the hive now. Just catpacks dominating the scene, really. Not much Hopsy Fan Club can do. It's pretty much lost. Even at this stage of the game, though, still fighting on, killing heating room, trying to get phase gates down, getting cooling processing up. But cooling's going down, and it's going down fast. Now that's down, they can just concentrate on storage D. scale, trying to support the heavy armors and jetpacks, but it's pretty. It's down. High fish, one shot with shotgun, dead. Lexi and Doogie doing their best just to defend. You can tell from the tone of my voice that, as you can see, it's pretty much over. There you go, Alexi's fade down, Doogie to be shortly followed, I would have thought. Doogie doing some very nice fading here, just going around swiping up his jetpack. Doogie doing a very good job here, actually. As a last defense, he's a... Quite an epic game, really. Quite an epic game. Flatline just dominating from the start, though. I mean, Hopsy came back with a good comeback with the second hive, but it's too late now. Ooh, with no chambers, Doogie takes down a HA, but Cosmic there waiting at the hive for the takedown when he... And she took him down. She also took down... Okay guys, the game's over. There's gonna be a wait between the rounds, so go grab a beer, go get a drink, go get some food and chill out. We'll be back with you shortly.
We don't have enough resources. We have eight resources. And you're asking for an HMG.
It just exited me out of the game.
Oh. Don't quit your day job, Com.
If I had a million res notes.
If I had a million res notes.
Well, I'd build you a base.
I would build you a base.
If I had a million res notes.
If I had a million res notes.
I'd buy you structures for your base.
Maybe a nice infantry portal or an armory.
If I had a million res notes.
If I had a million res notes.
Looks like we're just waiting for Hopsy to get back then before this game gets underway for the second half of the second map.
If I had a million res notes.
If I had a million res notes.
Well, I'd buy you a shotgun.
But not a real shotgun, that's right.
crew.
And if I had a million Reznos,
if I had a million Reznos,
I'd buy you a proto lab.
Yep. Get jetpacks or heavies.
And if I had a million Reznos,
if I had a million Reznos,
I'd buy Charlie Cleveland's remains.
Ooh, all them NFs making bones.
If I had a million Reznos, you shut up. If I had a million Reznos,
we wouldn't have to walk to the hive.
If I had a million Reznos,
we'd take a jetpack cause it costs.
If I had a million Reznos,
we would have to eat space rations.
Well, we would eat space rations.
Of course we would. We'd just eat more.
You ever notice when you're flying a jetpack, you can go 600 miles an hour to a wall and live. Drop 20 feet, you die.
Well, there's a reason for that, actually.
What's that?
Well, Playroad didn't exactly do well in physics.
If I had a million Reznos,
if I had a million Reznos,
I'd buy you a phase gate,
but not a real phase gate, that's cruel.
If I had a million Reznos,
if I had a million Reznos,
I'd buy you some tech,
like some weapons or some armor.
If I had a million Reznos,
if I had a million Reznos,
I'd buy you a turret.
Haven't you always wanted a turret?
If I had a million Reznos, you'd shut up.
Right, if you just join us, this is the NS Nightcup shoutcast for the finals between Flatline NS and Hopsu Fan Club. We're currently on the last round on NS Origin after a 1-1 draw on NS Vale, and Flatline just took the Marine round on Metal. So we're in the last round now. Hopsu Fan Club Marines, Flatline NS Aliens. It all rolls on this. If Flatline win this round, they win the Night Cup. However, if they lose this, it goes to another tiebreaker map. I really can't be asked shoutcasting. Yeah.
Yeah. Just to clarify, the first map actually wasn't Vale. It was Tanith, and this map is Metal, not Origin.
Yeah. That was a bit of a cock up there, but you get the idea.
Indeed. Looks like Hopsu's back now, so we're just waiting for both teams to ready up and we can, and here we go.
Started. Oh, what great timing, Mark. Wants to watch from the Marine side of Hopsu, Doogie and Alexi. And on the Alien side, Morvi, Highfish and Skipjack's Lurk.
Flatline here, spawned with a Surface Access Hive.
I want to know who's RT or who's flashing. I wonder if Highfish will be RT. Yeah, he's RT fade after his cock up on the last map.
Looks like GoBot's gonna be shotgunning for Hopsu. Interesting.
That's gotta be a mistake then.
Yeah, there we go, Hopsu with the shotgun.
There's a mistake. GoBot's in an not as an experienced player, but it'll be interesting to see how he does. He's not bad, he just lacks the experience that these other players have. Although it looks like he's being ninja'd from behind, that he won't realise, and he's dead.
Looks like we've got Doogie and Hopsu here with the shotgun pressure in Mineral. Flatline getting some good early frags here on Kappas.
Yeah, they're good at that, they are good at that.
Four Skulks here stacking up by Mineral. Very good ambush positions here. One from behind. Looks like Doogie spotted him though. Down. Scale taking the last one though. Pushing down with that shotgun. Oh, brilliant play, Scale. Takes down the last Skulk in that ambush position.
Right, he's going to be ambushed up ahead, but he's got Marines coming back.
Yeah, he's waiting for his teammates behind him to push up.
Like, Scale hasn't been performing the last few games.
He's just missed four point blank shots there. Shotgun.
Yeah, he knows he's not doing. He's not on form. So he you know, gives a shotgun to Alexi, who's been playing very well.
Scale team killing the shotgunner there.
Yeah, I was a bit unlucky, I would have said. That was
fresh team down.
Yeah, that's where that OBS mark comes in useful. Early OBS comes in useful.
Yeah, Hopsu here going so for early arms flash.
Come on, Hopsu, you fucking dominate those skulks. Oh no, he dies.
Reaps by a lurk and two skulks.
Two shotguns out, Alexi Doogie, great combination, and a welder. I think Admirable's going for the full-out pressure. I think he learned from the last game that full-on pressure works against flatline, because otherwise they will kill your nodes. Looks like they're going storage. Oh, this could be nice. They may cut through the hive and go for a...
Yeah, they may be able to walk straight into the hive here with three flatline skulks at mineral. The lurk over at cooling system on the other side.
No, one skulk scouted them, but they won't know it's two shotguns. He won't know what him. Yeah, look how fast the skulks get there. Oh, great play by Doogie and Alexi. Can they take the last?
Oh, very good.
Oh, great play. That is team.
Free skulk takedown there. Two shotgunners. The luck coming in as well through the vent on the right. No
four
down.
Skulk mark. Four skulk.
Being pressured here by Lurk, sporing them. Looks like they're going to try and run back. Trying to get out of the spores there.
That was a great use of 20 res.
Yeah, that was a very good push there.
They must have gotten about 8 res back, just from res for kills there.
And the res tower was worth 15 as well.
Yeah.
Hive dropped at Smelter.
Kobot getting Skipjack's Lurk to 50 HP there.
Looks like Hopsy is starting to push towards Smelter. Fade up though. It's Morvia's fade. Obviously taking hints from Hivefish last game and not letting him flash fade.
Yeah, Hivefish didn't do too well getting early killed and arguably lost them the game. I mean, Flatline were dominating them before. Looks like they're going for a base rush. Smart move. Look at that.
Look at two skulks and a fade already on the IP first.
The skulk flight was already the beaconing. Waiting. You see, play like that, isn't it? Look, they're going straight to get the phase gate. That is.
Yeah, that phase gate is down.
That play is incredible. That is really. The teamwork, the organisation into that was.
Yep. Annihilated their entire team down almost, apart from Scale.
Yeah, you see, Flatline have the experience and the teamwork, and now they're hitting nodes so hard with the fade joining in.
Yeah, this is Flatline's game, they can take this.
This is how they used to play Mark, and this is when they're unstoppable.
Skipjack's like there, just scouting around storage D and surface access. Something not a lot of teams would do in that position, but Flatline making sure all their bases are covered, not letting any ninjas in.
Yeah, well, they obviously saw Scale didn't go through the phase gate, and it's really easy to just have one Marine ninja a phase gate in storage. I know Insane have done it to my clan and PCWs. Just simply get a ninja phase gate and you can shotgun rush that hive. And Morby quite low there, just passing a squad of three Marines. But with only two nodes, two external nodes, and losing their pressure group and phase gate group early on, I really can't see Hopsu fan club not being up. They can't take this. Flatline, it's Flatline's game.
Hopsu got a phase gate though up in processing.
Yeah, Hopsu fan club got a cooling processing phase gate up, but it's already
Hopsu fan club.
They
haven't got the map control.
It's already being attacked. Hivefish is going for a two-man takedown there. Morby's fade. He's going to go back in a second. Skipjack's finishing those Marines off. Second hive's up. Pretty damn early as well.
Yeah, 7 minutes almost to that second hive. And Hobbsy Fan Club, they just have no map controller at all. Any move they make is being countered instantly by the Flatline team.
Yeah, Flatline really are on form in this game. I don't know who's commanding them, but it's a lot better than the last game.
Yeah, every move they make is on the ball.
A lot better. Yeah, it's that every it's so fast, the reaction time as well.
This looks like game, to be honest.
I think Admirable knows this game, to be honest.
Hopsy's last phase get there being pressured hard by Slog, Lurk and a fade. Second fade up as well. Highfish is a res fade there. Looks like both the fades are going to go hit base, or power banks.
I noticed how as the more Hopsy was drunk and smoked, the worse his score is getting gradually every game.
Indeed.
Carrying the first Marine game with 18-6, and then
look at this: the two fades pressuring base, and the skulks are killing the phase getting cooling. That is brilliant teamwork.
Yeah, Flatline have got this game sorted. They their experience really pays off. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they really want to take this. You can tell.
More over here, just dominating Marines. Are three fade kills on Marines in a row.
Yeah, good teamwork by Highfish and Morvi, just in-out, shake it all about.
Just they're just dominating this. This is game over. Two fades and restart, Lurk.
Pretty critical to lose their pressure group so early
on. Entire Hopsy team now in the spawn queue.
I meant to get rocked by that base rush as well. Like.
Yeah, that was a... Yeah, this is game. And it looks like Flatline have won the Night Cup.
I think that base rush and that... The rush hitting the phase gate straight away is what really just was amazing. The best.
Yeah, that was a brilliant teamwork. So yeah, good game, Hopsy Fan Club. Good game, Flatline.
Right, we'll be having some of the team leaders on straight after this for a quick
interviews
match review. Interviews as well. So NS Night Cup. Flatline 3-1, Hopsy Fan Club. Flatline winners of NS Night Cup. Right. So Mark,
let's try and find some people.
Were the key players that...
Which game are you talking about here?
Well, just overall, really. Apart from Highfish's fate.
I think on the Tanith game, I probably would have said Hopsy, definitely. His aim on the Marine half of that game was very, very good, and Alexi also came out with some very good kills under pressure, which a lot of other people wouldn't have made. And for Flatline, Skipjack, obviously, lurking on Tanith, very, very good play there by him. And Morvi as well, as the second fade, made very good impact there as well, and also with his shotgun on the Marine half. What would you say about the Metal game?
The meta game I thought was a bit interesting. From the start, both rounds, about 5 minutes in, you knew Flatline had won it. I mean, Flatline really did dominate. I mean, they knew what they... On their Marines, they knew what they were doing. Like, every step of the way, they knew that they were going to give them the second hive. They didn't even bother going for it. They knew they'd let them have it, and they knew it'd beat them.
I think we should probably try and find someone to interview.
Getting scale.
Trying a high fish on. Hello, Admirable.
Am I on air?
You certainly are.
Good game, eh?
How do you think that game went for you?
Went well, actually, considering that we're a fucking mixed team that was formed about 2 days ago. I think we really put up a good fight. There's a few obvious turning points. I mean, a Metal on our alien round. We called a rush there just as they were coming down the bottom of the ramp to Mineral. And Morvi just rocked us, like, so... You can't really compete with that.
You just went in far too early. Like, you pretty much ran up the ramp to him, and like you can't be making mistakes like that for such a good shotgunner. It really has to be a rush from all directions or an ambush.
Hi.
Hi, Scale.
Hey, Scale. So, Scale, how do you think that went?
Pretty fine. They were better this time, yeah.
This time? So there's gonna be a next time, yeah?
Yeah, with Destination Unknown in ENSL. But almost same lineup, but not those four Rangers, only Finns.
Yeah, yeah. So I hear Destination Unknown's coming back then. Do you have any new additions to your roster this season?
A little changing Naxu, new player, Jackie was our player, but he didn't play any matches, I remember, and Alexi is playing too. And yeah, we are still recruiting more players to Destination Unknown, and everyone who's Finn and wants to join the clan, just PM me at IRC.
Who wants to join the clan, sorry?
What?
Okay, don't worry. So, Naxu, Alexi, okay. So, some quite good additions then. How do you think Hopsu played, being the man of the moment, having a team named after him? How do you think he did?
Yeah, he was good. He was very important as a coach, and one of the main reasons why we did so well in that game.
Mm-hmm. I noticed he carried the Marine around a bit, like with some very nice LMG work. The funniest thing on that round being Alexi crouching, hitting Morvi's Fade with like three shotgun shells when Morvi just got TK'd by RDY. That was
yeah, I saw that.
Amusing.
Yeah, it was. We were laughing at the went and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was epic lols. Trust me, me and Mark got. Got a bit excited. So
I don't
it'll
know.
Be coming for you next year.
Maybe Alexi. I'm not really sure. We haven't decided yet, and we haven't played any busy double Wii's with the new roster.
Hmm. So right. Maybe. Yeah. Because what happened to ZH? I know he's fat, but he wasn't that bad a com, was he?
What? Who? Where
ZH.
Talking? Oh yeah, ZH, yeah. He was good com, I think. He's my one of the favorite coms. Sherpa is better, yeah. But second best, I think. He's so calm and stuff like that, and he just does it well. Admirable was good too.
Yeah, I get a bit hidden in the dark there, Admirable, you know?
Yeah.
Like, just not finish enough, you know?
Glorified, and then there comes you. Yeah. Would you rate him third, would you?
No. Almost. Nah. After Beach and Kilma.
And Mike?
Kilma. And Gibbs.
And Aldi.
An ulti. Yeah, man, anyone can comb better than fucking ulti. Anyway, congratulations to getting in the finals. Unlucky with your game. Is there any shout outs you'd like to make?
I think they were better, and if my honey is much listening, say. I would like to say that you're the best. She knows who I'm talking to. Yeah.
Have you seen a fucking picture?
No.
I'm sure she's listening.
Sure,
she's gonna give you lots of e-huggles later.
Yeah.
I know we all haven't reached the prem like you, George, but I really enjoyed myself. Like even though we lost. Even though we lost, I can definitely take something from it. Like, it was a good game, very fun, no drama.
Oh, Sable's come to join us. Hey, Sable. Yeah.
Hi.
Got any shout-outs by way on Marvel?
Before we I'd just like to thank God and my mom and my dad for putting me here in this house.
Yeah.
I'd also like to thank the Shoutcasters for doing an excellent job and Jericho for all his hard work. It just brings a tear to my eye, you know, man? But yeah. Thanks.
You can piss off now. So you're representing Flatline as Morvi and everyone else couldn't be bothered. So how do you think your game went then, Sable?
Very good. I just installed NS today.
Wow. That's cool. Did you see any major flaws in your game, or do you think you're still as good as you were a few months ago?
I think our alien round on tennis was really bad. Nobody killed Achis, so our opponent could then make a good PG positioning and keep Achis and kill us.
Yeah, me and Mark noticed that on Tanif your node coverage was awful. You didn't kill hardly any nodes really, and that's why Admirable could just rock you. But I thought you came back with a very strong alien round on metal. I thought that your cool on rushing base when going straight back to a phase gate at Sector F and powering that down, that was the best team play and organisation I've seen in a while. What did you think about Highfish being pretty much a 20-second fade on Tanif? I mean, that was pretty detrimental to your game.
It was funny.
And what about Morvi being team killed by RDY?
It was funny too, we were just laughing all the time.
Yeah. It's like, I don't see that every day, but it was quite interesting. Will Flatline be taking part then next season?
I don't know.
Okay, well, unless you've got anything to add, SJ?
Not really, no.
Okay, then. Well, do you have any shout-outs to make, Sable?
No.
Okay, then. Well, you've been listening to the NS Night Cup Finals between Flatline and Hopsy Fan Club. Final score 3-1 to Flatline, and we've just had interviews with Scale and Admirable from Hopsy Fan Club. And Sable from Flatline. Thank you very much, guys, and thank you for listening.
Congratulations, Flatline.
Yeah, well played, Flatline.
Yeah, to be honest, that was a very good game. It was really entertaining, so good job. It was really fun to watch, and also to shoutcast.